Hey, welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. It's your host, Alex Cunningham, and this is episode 339, right? 339. I can't believe we've even gotten this far, but we're having fun. You're still here. We're still learning. We're still growing, and this is our year for immense trading success. I just hope you stick with me. And if you've been here for a while now, I hope you've shared this show to your social media. If you haven't yet, go to social media and share this show to your friends and family so they can see what you've been up to for the last 2 years now, right? But also drop a 5-star review on the show as well. It helps us get found by other listeners that are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and all the other platforms out there for podcasts. We're there. And we're available to help anybody who shows up. Now, today's episode is going to be really quick. It's more of a riff on why I think every beginner absolutely needs to use indicators. Now, it sounds like a crutch, right? It sounds like a crutch. They're like training wheels on a bicycle. And you might think, you know, hey, maybe you want to learn how this works or learn how news impact stock prices, learn how to read candlestick patterns, learn how to do just read price movement. And all those things are great. And I think they're absolutely, absolutely very useful. People sell courses, entire courses on just one or two of those aspects. But for me, this is my opinion. I think beginners need to have indicators. Why? Because indicators take the thinking out of trading, or they can if you have the right ones in the right combinations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The beauty of indicators like the MACD, and I talk about the MACD because literally everyone on the face of the earth acknowledges the MACD as one of the best indicators out there. They have, again, algorithms, computer algorithms, billions of dollars are being moved based on indicators, particularly the MACD, as well as all the other ones. And the best thing about indicators like the MACD is there are very clear signals. Now, it helps to know when a signal is going to come, if it's going to come prematurely, if it's going to come later. And that's how you use other indicators as well to maybe be a little bit faster than seeing another indicator move, right? Putting all of them together. But the best thing about something like the MACD, right? The MACD has a literal point where two lines will cross over each other and momentum shifts, right? There's literally a point where the histograms go from green to red or from red to green. Those signals are very, very clear. If you're a trader and you're using that, you don't have to think. So today I was at work and I have some clients around me, and I say to one of my clients, which in my field are athletes, I say to one of them, I said, hey, if this crosses, I'm going to buy. And that's all I said to her, because I have my stock charts open all day, wherever I'm at. Not all day, but periodically. Everyone knows that I trade stocks. Everyone I work with, work around, just passes by, they know that I trade stocks because I'll have my computer out. And that's all I say. You know, you look at my charts and you see Bollinger Bands, you see moving averages, you see Fibonacci levels, you'll see the Stoke RSI, you'll see the regular RSI, you'll see the MACD, you might see a relative strength index, you might see a force index. Like, you'll see a lot of different things in the chart before you even see price patterns. And people look at it, man, that's confusing. Oh my God, it looks crazy. And I really start with two things. One, I say green means up, red means down. Right on my charts. Now, if you're using traditional colors, white means up, black means down. But for my charts, green is up, red is down. It's that simple, right? When you see a lot of green stacking on each other, going up. When you see a lot of reds begin to form and stack on each other, going down. When we add all the other stuff, that makes us not have to think about what we're seeing on the chart, right? When the MACD crosses below the zero line and crosses up, right? When the MACD crosses up, you know momentum has shifted to the upside, right? On my chart, when the blue line crosses over the beige line, which is the standard for the MACD, when the blue line crosses over the beige line, you know that price more than likely could be going up. It's not guaranteed. You might have a fake out, but there's a good chance the price is going to go up. If you have a matching histogram where the histogram goes from red to green, it's going up, and vice versa, right? Going from green to red, or the beige line crossing over and laying on top of the blue line. Like, those are clear signals that you can make a lifestyle out of just trading those symbols, right? Or signals, only trading when you see a cross. Now, if you're someone who, you know, you want to win and you're chasing the bottom and you want to buy it right before it crosses, well, today, again, like I said, I had my chart open. I said, if this crosses, we'll buy. This S&P 500 gapped up on the open, right? Had a rough couple of days, gapped up on the open, is up, you know, 1.5%, and I'm waiting for that cross. Because it's been down for a couple of days, so I'm waiting for that cross to go up to say, okay, this bullish move has momentum behind it. The two lines got really close. The blue and the beige line got really, really close. They were touching, but the histogram never went from red to green, never crossed over that zero line. The blue never actually crossed over the beige and closed above the beige. So the signal wasn't there, and I said I would buy it if it crossed. And lo and behold, it got to that point where everything looked like it was about to be perfect. And then the stock turned around and the price continued to the downside because you never had a clear crossing signal on just the MACD. Now imagine you had the MACD and you had two or three other indicators that gave you clear signals like that. A crossing signal, a change in color, a bounce. Maybe you're a candlestick person and you see a particular candlestick pattern that matches up with the MACD. Now you're getting even more reasons to not think, right? I think personally, beginners need indicators because you don't want to have to think, right? You don't want to have to worry about the what's and the why's, right? You just want to know how, and how is having a system of trading that's based on something. Right. So you don't have to ask what, why. Right. You don't want to ask what or why. You just want to be able to know, OK, how do I know when to buy and when to sell or when to go long or go short? And you use trading signals or indicators to do that. And I'm not obviously you can't be sponsored by an indicator, but nobody's telling me to talk about MACD, the moving average, convergence, divergence. But it's so clear. Right. When it crosses, price tends to move up. Right, you can't make that up. You can load up the chart yourself and use the MACD, and you will see it every time. Right, when it crosses down, prices tend to go down. Right, when you have you can have a DMI as well and set it up the right way, and you put the right parameters, you can have the same thing there too. You can use a TTM squeeze and see the same thing too. There are variations, obviously, but yeah, you're getting those clear crossing. You can use moving averages if you want. That aren't below the chart, they're on the chart. And when you see a moving average cross, maybe the 8 crosses above the 20, right? Or the 20 crosses above the 50. But you have those clear signals where you don't have to think. When you see it, you move. And that's what makes banks and hedge funds so dangerous. It's not the amount of money that they have, but they have computerized programs and algorithms and live traders who are taught that, one, when you see this, do this. And it's okay. Win or lose, it's okay. They have computer programs that don't think right like humans emotionally, win or lose. The program says when MACD crosses, put in a buy signal at this price with this much money, right? And the algorithm is set. And it's set to carry that out for a certain number of time, certain number of profit, or they're waiting for a cross in the opposite direction, right? But they don't think, so they make millions and billions of dollars. So if we as beginner traders can learn how to not think and to find proper tools that work the majority of the time, they do have losses and just minimize the losses. But if you can use indicators as a beginner and you start to think less and watch more and act more, you will have a, in my opinion, a very good start to your trading journey. So, you know, that's it for this episode. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham. And again, remember, share the show, drop a 5-star review on the show, answer the polls, engage. Let's start engaging with each other this year. I think this year is going to be a lot of money making for our community, the Market Adventures community. And I'm going to keep it super simple, and we're going to make a lot of money. Right? This is our year. So in that pursuit, don't forget, in your search for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.